Scholastic Audio presents EXO by Fonda Lee, read by MacLeod Andrews. Donovan kept his gun raised and edged his head and shoulders through the doorway to see what was going on. He let out a breath of relief. Jet was bent over and grimacing, but he'd made it back to the skimmer car. Then, a flurry of movement. Corrigan and his friend jumped from the open skimmer car door and started running. Corrigan didn't make it far. Despite his injuries, Jet launched himself after the man and tackled him to the ground. With his hands still cuffed behind his back, Corrigan's face smacked into the pavement, and he let out a muffled howl. His companion kept going, running a wild zigzag across the neighboring lawn.
"Stop right now, you!"
Jet started after him, but bullets began raining down again from the determined rebels covering their comrade's escape. Donovan braced himself in the doorway and opened fire. Jet dragged Corrigan back to the skimmer car with one arm and let off rounds after the fleeing man with the other. Answering shots sparked all around them. Bullets gouged the doorframe around Donovan and chipped the brick walls. The man jerked and went down. Donovan couldn't tell if he was dead or alive, and he had no idea who'd hit him. The hum of a speeding skimmer car preceded the distinctive pulse of SecPec patrol lights sweeping the street, barreling closer and brighter. The shooters broke off. The night fell suddenly, incongruously silent.
"Dee, you okay?"
Jet's voice.
"Yeah, you?"
"Yeah."
A pause.
"I think those bastards cracked some ribs."
Donovan slid down against the doorframe. He leaned his head back and closed his eyes, exhaustion flooding in as adrenaline flooded out. Thank heaven and Urs. That had been rough. He'd been under live fire countless times in training, and a couple of months ago they'd had to arrest someone who'd fired on the skimmer car, but this had been so much more real and so disturbing. The terrorists were just squishies, but they were so fanatical about their agenda they were willing to risk their lives just for a chance to take his and Jet's. The night had not ended smoothly, but at least they were both okay and still had... He opened his eyes. The girl was gone. He bolted to his feet. She'd been in here during the firefight. Where had she gone? There was a faint click from the laundry room, the back door closing. Donovan raced across the main level and threw the door wide. A slim, dark shape was hurtling past the shed, through the shrubbery, into the next row of houses. He sprinted after her. "Tricky little," Donovan cursed himself for not keeping a closer eye on her, but in all that madness back there.
"Stop!"
he shouted. She put on more speed. Donovan pushed himself. His right thigh was still numb, and he rebalanced his armor to compensate, letting his exocell stabilize his gait. She was fast, for a squishy, but she couldn't outrun an exo. He'd almost caught up with her when he realized she wasn't running away from him, but toward something, toward a parking lot. At the far end of the lot, the red engine lights of a van turned on. It growled to life with a dirty, petroleum-burning cough. The girl dodged a bush and hurtled over a low retaining wall. She made it a short distance across the lot before Donovan grabbed her. His hand came down on her shoulder and pulled her back. She spun to face him. Her black wool cap tumbled off her head. For a second, her face was close to his, auburn hair falling around her ears, fine pixie nose and small mouth bared in a cry of anger before she thrust a short black object at his torso. It was far too small to be a gun. He assumed it was a knife, a desperate, foolish act on her part, and didn't even bother to defend himself. Only it wasn't a knife. Electrodes sprang out, pouring 50,000 volts into him. His entire body cramped violently. Pain and shock flooded in. His exocell spasmed uncontrollably, trying to defend against something that wasn't there. Donovan lost his grip on the girl and fell. He couldn't put his arms out to break the fall, and there was a sharp white flash across his vision when his temple hit the pavement. He heard the girl running again, and the sudden, very nearby skittering crunch of tires. A slamming car door, followed by urgent footsteps, and then a man's harsh voice.
Don't shoot it, you idiot! The zebra hands are crawling all over the place. They'll hear. Hand me that iron.
The realization that he had made a terrible, fatal mistake coursed through Donovan's mind. He willed himself to move, to scream a warning through his transmitter. Still half paralyzed and twitching, he managed to push up weakly on his hands and open his mouth, and then a blinding pain connected with the base of his skull.